On this edition of Keeping It Real, Cam deals with a deep coating of pollen, a busy travel season, and 21 stinking, literally stinking, 14-year-olds.
This time of year puts all my worlds in a tizzy. They're either spinning out of control or they're colliding. And I'm doing my best to keep it together, but everything is full blast right now, and has been so for a few weeks, and it appears I have a few weeks more. We'll start with this crazy pollen that's coating everything that I own. My car is gray, but looks yellow. My patio furniture is an odd golden yellow color. Even brushing against a rocking chair on the front porch on my way to work this morning colored my blue pants so badly I had to go in and change them before I could go out again. My sneezes are colossal. They draw stares from strangers and ridicule from my kids. This is also the time of year we try to power wash the house to get the yellow off. Our house is white, but you wouldn't know it until after the water has beaten the pollen off of it. But that same water causes the paint to chip in places, which then means it all needs to be touched up. It looks so much better when it's over, but man, it's work, and it takes time. The spring is also a very busy travel time of year for me, so I'm often not home to work on these things. Last week was Minneapolis. This week, or the week before that, rather, was New Orleans and Charlotte. Sunday, I leave for Phoenix and fly from there to Toronto. To be clear, when you're self-employed like I am, being busy is much better than the alternative, and I'm grateful for the work. But with so much going on, I feel bad about packing and leaving. Not to mention I have two daughters playing volleyball and two sons playing baseball, and I won't get to see several of their games due to being on the road. And speaking of sons, my oldest turned 14 this past weekend. He wanted his baseball team, plus a few more friends, to come over to the house and hang out and eat pizza, watch March Madness, and maybe shoot the basketball in the driveway. No problem, my wife and I said. Sounds pretty easy. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like good old-fashioned clean American fun. We counted 21 boys here at one point, and I'm not sure if there is any physiological evidence of this, but they stink. I'm talking about them producing an odor that's offensive. And with 21 of them, it was notable. We've had fans on and windows open since Sunday morning, not to mention that they shattered the basketball goal, and I've been picking up glass every day this week. There must have been 10 million pieces of glass in the driveway and in the grass. I can assure you, no party of teenage boys will ever happen here again. Lesson learned, or at least happen with my knowledge. And with the end of this fundraising campaign upon us, it's time to make your pledge if you haven't. It's time to make sure your worlds, colliding and spinning out of control or not, includes your gift to Alabama Public Radio to keep things like this alive. And as for me, I'd love it if next year's pledge drive gift was a big can of Febreze, because those boys really stink. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.